First words of Holy Mother Church this morning in this Holy Mass from the Psalm 42. Like a deer that yearns for running streams, so my soul is longing for you, my God, that deep longing in the heart for God. And so fittingly put on a day of such great saint, St. Teresa of Avila, one of 36 now doctors, one of three extraordinary women, a reformer, a strong woman, a woman of tremendous passion, a woman of tremendous inner strength. But what would define her most, as with many of the saints, and hopefully as with us, when we die and they talk about us, was her desire for God, the desire to see the face of God. She was filled with that desire from a young age and ran off at the age of 7, probably a few blocks down the road, but the story tells that she ran off at the age of 7, and when they found her and brought her back, they asked, "What were you doing, Teresa?" She said, I was running off to be martyred, to go and fight the Moors, to run as a Christian soldier and to be martyred. And they said, "Why? Why do you want to be martyred?" She said, "So I can see God. You have to die in order to see God." That was her childlike faith, and there's truth in that. The beatific vision doesn't fully come until we pass from this life. But as her faith matured, she realized, I can see God here. And God drew her into a deep contemplative life. You can read about it. It's extraordinary. And she realized that that desire to see God is not just something fulfilled in heaven. It's something that begins to be fulfilled, although imperfectly, but yet really, in this life. We have that same desire. It's why we're here. And so we call upon the wisdom, the tremendous teaching of St. Therese and St. Teresa of Avila, and most importantly, her intercession, that that desire for God never be quenched, never be extinguished by desires for other things, and that we acknowledge the fact that God will fulfill it in this life as much as he can, that we can see his face. And there's nothing else the human heart wants, no matter how many things we deceive it with or it deceives us with. False goods or lesser goods, the one thing we want is to see the face of God, and we get a chance again this morning to see him, to experience him, to receive his love. And may that continue to grow in us in our own path to sainthood.